Unlabeled Leadership is a volunteer service. We appreciate our guests for their stewardship and remarkable stories. We also appreciate listeners like you who back the show with star reviews and contributions.
Gary DePaul with Unlabeled Leadership. Welcome to episode 142, Keith E. Smith Cultivates Infectious Energy. Here's a shout out to listeners in Jacksonville, Florida, Midland, Georgia, Lake Zurich, Illinois, Walton, Kentucky, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Elk Ridge, Maryland. With that, let's get started. You may have heard Keith on episode 141, Keith E. Smith on Flipping Your Path. What you're about to hear is an excerpt from Between the Different Parts. In this excerpt, I begin the conversation by talking about Prime to Perform. Keith then shares his insights into cultivating infectious energy. Here I am to start it off. Are you familiar with the book Prime to Perform?
No, I'm not.
Neil Dashi and Lindsay McGregor wrote this book called Prime to Perform. It's research-based. It focuses on what are direct motivators and what are the motivators that are less effective with performance. In their book, they identified three motivators that were directly linked to the work itself. In our conversation, the last 20 minutes, you have hit on two of them and directly alluded to the third one. If I was going to work my way backwards in listing it, the first one is potential. That's where you get to know the people, where they want to be, what can they do to grow, how can you put them in positions of growth, where they're looking at the work as something that helps them personally in their growth and development. That's kind of what you hit in the first segment. The second one, which is what really holds companies together, and that is purpose. We have a purpose. We're doing something greater than ourselves. I've seen a financial institute with terrible management, but they're successful because the employees have this higher purpose for serving their particular customers. The most direct motivator is something they call play. That's where the work itself is what gets you going. If you've seen someone playing a video game, they could play for 10 hours straight because they're so into the game. You can see that with programmers. They really get into trying to solve this problem. The work itself is what motivates solving problems at the executive level. That's the best and most direct connection with high performance play. Play, purpose, potential.
Yeah.
I think you've hit on all three to some extent.
Yeah, that play, I love it. Thanks for sharing. I'll definitely look that up. The play I subscribe to, it's a little bit deeper in and philosophical, but I start with my priorities, you know, and myself filling my own cup. Let's call it 5 years ago, you know, I woke up and said, hey, I got to work hard. I got to get to my business. I'll get to all the other stuff in life as soon as the business is where I want it. Well, you know, there's always something to do in the business.
Yeah.
You know, I rarely got to these other things. I wake up in the morning and pour into myself. I pour into my health before I even take a shower. That's how I roll now. So I invest heavily in those things before I even get into work. The mindset it puts me in is just amazing. And relationships come before that, and abundance comes after that, then business. No, don't get me wrong. I still spend plenty of time at the business, but I get to the things that make me rooted before I just start in the business. I would say it was completely opposite before. That goes into a theory, and I'll wax here for a little bit. What my intention was, I'll do a lot of things. I'll have what I want to have, and my family will have what they want to have, and then I'll finally be the person I want to be. Again, the switch is, what are you waiting for to be the person you want to be? Just start being it. I've switched that around to be, do, have, and then I'll get to this play standpoint. And how do you be the person you want to be is peace, power, and flow. I like that play comment as well, but I associate it to flow. So peace is being very comfortable with who you are and what's happened in your life, really gratitude. thankful for all the challenges that have occurred. So actually be thankful for this divorce. Be thankful that mom and dad didn't have a silver spoon that was allowing me to have an easy and financial upbringing and have that gratitude. And then power is start to understand your personal purpose and understand where the things that excite you. And then the flow is exactly that. The more you put yourself in those situations, mine is inspiring, challenging, and challenges. Creating, innovating. And the more I do those and cut other things out, the more I stay in flow and I'm way more productive. When I heard play and I hear flow, I love it because that's the end of really a philosophical way of how I view my life and that I'm trying to pour into others. And that's the concept, is that my cup is overflowing and it's pouring into others versus I would say before is that it was being drained. I'd wake up with energy in the morning, and people took from that all day long, and I came home exhausted. Now my focus is cultivating infectious energy. That's the term I use. It's a term you'll see on my website and some of my blogs.
When you said your cup is overflowing, but flowing into other cups, that is a powerful metaphor because you can visualize that. My thanks again to Keith E. Smith. If you'd like to learn more about Keith, go to the show notes. And if you have a question or comment, go to unlabeledleadership.com, click the message icon, and you can leave a voicemail message for up to 1 minute. I'd like to thank those who donate to the show. Your contributions makes a difference because this is an all-volunteer service. I'd like to thank you for listening. This is Gary DePaul. Until next time, lead on.